Good evening. This is WDIY, and you are listening to Business Beat. The Lehigh Valley is booming. I am Sally Hanlon, your host of a program that brings business leaders of our community together for conversations about the Lehigh Valley business developments moving forward. And tonight, I'm very excited about it. I have Thomas Ripson here. He is the CEO and president of C.F. Martin & Company. And he has over 25 years' experience in strategy and leadership. However, he is leading a company that is almost 200 years old that has been pretty much involved in family all that time. So if you're listening and you're a business owner and you're looking to develop a legacy business, stay tuned and listen as we talk about some of the challenges and opportunities that he has in leading a company like this, as well as learning more about Martin Guitars. They are so fantastic and so well known throughout the world. You're going to be happy to understand and know more to share with others about Martin Guitar. Thomas, welcome to the program.
Hi, Sally. Thanks for having me.
Can you share a little bit about your background and maybe what got you to Martin Guitar 4 years ago?
Has it been 4 years already? It's been 4 years already. Well, I'm originally from Germany. You probably noticed an accent. Grew up in Germany, in the south of Germany. And then after college, I came to the U.S. and settled in the U.S. about 30 years ago. Spent 25 years or so in consulting, management consulting, working for small companies and big companies in consumer, retail, and tech, high tech, and helped those companies on topics such as we want to grow, or we need to become more profitable, or we need to become more consumer or customer-centric. So different topics that were really important for these companies. And that was my first part of my career. But I've always been a musician. And the guitar was literally from my teen years my favorite instrument. I learned to play it and developed a deep passion for everything involving guitars as well as creating music. And so a few years ago, I thought about combining my passion for business with combining my passion for music and guitars. And the Martin opportunity came around, and it was like a dream come true. And here we are 4 years later.
So Martin brought you to the Lehigh Valley. Had you been exposed to the Lehigh Valley prior to that?
Not really. So we live in New Jersey. Okay. So my family and I live in New Jersey, Summit, New Jersey, and then my in-laws live in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So I had a little bit exposure to the Lehigh Valley, but not really. So okay. I think it's a beautiful place. It actually reminds me of where I grew up in Germany, you know, hills and mountains and rivers and lots of nature and lots of industry as well and business.
I'm so glad you're here, and I had wondered about how you combined your passion and your business interest. I didn't find all that in my research, so that's really fascinating. When you are able to do that and combine those two, what a journey that is.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes people ask me about my work, and I have to say sometimes it doesn't quite feel like work, because when you do something that you truly love, you don't really think about it's a job or it's work. It's, you know, it's a passion and purpose, and that's how I sometimes feel about it.
That's terrific. Now, for some of our listeners, Thomas, they may not understand the history of Martin Guitar. If you could just give us a little bit of a brief view of its almost 200-year history, that would be great. So then everybody has the same frame of reference.
Yeah, so you mentioned almost 200 years old. Company was founded in 1833. It's still a family-owned business, sixth generation now. Chris Martin IV led the company for 35 years and is the owner of the company with the family. You know, over the nearly 200 years, the company grew quite a bit. We now have about 1,100 people across two locations, one here in Nazareth. Nazareth has really been the center and the headquarters and the family home for all that time. But we also have a factory in Mexico, in the north of Mexico. It's a long time this company has been around, and we make guitars, acoustic guitars, and we also make strings. But these acoustic guitars have really been played by legends, you know, like Elvis Presley or Eric Clapton or Joan Baez or John Mayer, and the list really goes on and on if you go back in time. you know, artists have been associated with the company for a long time. And that's obviously something we absolutely love. And the cultural impact, I think, of the company has been quite significant, not just in the U.S., but around the world.
Right. And that cultural impact that you've had is not only because of maybe some products that you get from those countries, but you also reinvest in those countries as well, correct?
Absolutely.
With sustainable practices and support?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So I think one of the values of Martin Guitars has, throughout its history, has been to be a responsible company, right? And we think about being responsible, being sustainable in three different areas. One is sustainable towards our employees and partners that we have, that we work with. We really believe in relationships and taking care of our employees. The second area is the community. And obviously, the immediate community here is the Lehigh Valley. But generally, we think about the music community, different communities that we are part of. We donate quite a bit of money. We also donate quite a bit of voluntary time to various causes. But just to give you an idea, last year, Martin has a charitable foundation. Last year, we donated through the foundation almost $600,000.
Wow.
And then we also have an internal donations committee within Martin, another $250,000. And then that doesn't count yet the employee donations, because they also support various causes, another $30,000+. So just financially,
yeah,
for a relatively small company like Martin, we really support the communities. And then, as I mentioned, we also volunteer a lot of time. Like, I sit on the United Way board. Chris was the campaign lead this year for the United Way campaign, where we collectively raised over $26 million.
That was the highest, I believe.
That was
as
the
I
highest
read.
Ever. And yeah, obviously, it benefits the Lehigh Valley community in a big way. And then the third area under sustainability is environment, right? And you mm-hmm. mentioned supporting different locations around the world on environmental efforts. And, you know, examples of that is we support reforestation efforts last year in Congo, in Central America, but also here in the Lehigh Valley with the Wildlands Conservatory.
Okay.
Did some tree planting as well. We recycle and reuse and reduce materials. And then last year, we also introduced a guitar, Biosphere 2, which is a sustainable guitar. And it was carbon neutral guitar, which is one of the things we think about, right? How much do we contribute to the carbon footprint, and what are ways for us to reduce our carbon footprint? So different ways how we try to do good in these three areas that are all part of our sustainability effort.
In one of the pictures I saw, and I don't know whether it was a Guitars magazine article or not, but I saw you actually building a guitar. Is that something you do on an infrequent basis?
You mean me personally?
Yes.
Yeah, actually it was something that was started by Chris Martin. He started a guitar line that was called the CEO Series. Under his leadership, he designed 9 guitars.
Okay.
And this line was all about having ideas and experimenting with materials, tone woods, or with aesthetics, like different inlays. So he designed 9. And then when I joined shortly thereafter, he said, "Thomas, you're the CEO now. Why don't you have a go at it? And don't let anybody tell you what you should do. You do it."
Okay.
And so in 2023, we rolled out my first model. It was called the CEO 10. It was limited to 100 units, so a limited series. And then this January, we introduced the CEO 11, which is going to be limited to 1,111 units,
okay,
so all tied to the 11. So I don't regularly design guitars, but I absolutely love the process and working with the team. It's a team effort, ultimately, to create something that personally speaks to me. And then, of course, I hope for these two models that they also got good response from the market, and they did, right? So
good. And the Biosphere model, is that also a limited edition that you do on an annual basis?
We don't do it on an annual basis, but you know, some of these models, we do them when we feel the time is right.
Okay.
But this was the second Biosphere, and the first Biosphere, I think, came out in 2023. So, you know, every 1 to 2 years, we come out with a model for a series. But for this one, the Biosphere, the top was actually painted by an artist called Robert Goetzel, who is also part of the Martin family. And he has contributed many artwork for many guitars, and he contributed to this one. So that was nice.
Okay, so the engagement of the employees goes well beyond what one would consider a normal job responsibility, and they are tapped for their creativity as well.
A lot of our employees are artists beyond just, you know, working, for instance, in production and being guitar builders. Many of our employees have different passions and creative passions and do creative efforts like working with fashion or, you know, sculpting of materials. And so we want to leverage kind of those passions and the inspiration and the creativity, and we do.
Well, we've got to go to a short break. Mm-hmm. So before we go to that break, though, I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Thomas Ripson, who is president and CEO of Martin Guitar. And we've been talking about sort of the history and what is all involved with Martin Guitar and the organization. And as Thomas mentioned earlier, core values of that company include things that are, I think, we're going to talk about next, and that is the principles are quality and craftsmanship, but they go well beyond that, and that's what we're going to talk about, and then the leadership of a company that is almost 200 years old. So stay tuned and listen. We'll be right back.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100 or WDIY.org.
Tickets are now on sale for WDIY's 30th Anniversary All-Star Celebration. You're invited to the party of the year, celebrating 3 decades of broadcasting with live music from the WDIY All-Stars. Enjoy food, drinks, and activities for the whole family under a covered pavilion. Saturday, June 7th from 1 to 6 p.m. at South Mountain Grove in Allentown. Tickets are available at WDIY.org.
Welcome back to our Business Beat program. We are talking about leading a second century business operation with our guest, Thomas Ripson, who is president and CEO of C.F. Martin and Company. Before we went to break, we were talking about just sort of generally his background as well as some of the things they're doing and their contributions to the communities and where they operate. But now I'd like him to focus on and share with us what it's like being the first non-family member running the company, but a company that is now going into its second century. So, Thomas, please share with our listeners some of the challenges, opportunities, things that you've pulled from your consulting experience that have really been helpful.
Yeah, so, you know, when I joined Martin Guitar, it was clear that I wouldn't come in and basically say, hey, I'm going to tell you all how to run the company. No, it was really about learning about the company, about the employees, about the history, about the values of the Martin family and the company. That was really important because Martin has been around for a long time, and there are lots of reasons for that. And, you know, some of these things that were really important to understand was the craftsmanship, the passion of the people that work for Martin, the collaborative way how we work and the way we think about relationships. And it's not just relationships within the company, But it's also relationships with our dealers and distributors and suppliers, some of which go back decades, literally, you know, where we've worked together. So the collaboration, I think, is really important. The company has evolved over time, and it was really important to understand that evolution around how guitars are being built, the use of materials and the like. So there was a lot of learning initially that was involved for me to really get a good handle on where the company came from and what the company is today. But then, you know, with my consulting hat on, I'm also used to asking questions and looking at what's going on in the world. And the music industry and the musical products industry was really changing at all levels, right? And that was the environment that Martin has been in for a while and certainly was in when I joined. Whether it's how people buy and look for information about guitars, or where they buy the guitars, or how they'd like to engage with a company like Martin Guitar, right? Which is a premium brand in our space. And so how do you engage with the premium brand as a Martin player or lover? Lots of changes there. Materials are getting harder to source, especially some of the tone woods that we use. The artist landscape is becoming more fragmented and complex. So the key questions then that we started to work on was, so in this changing world, what is the Martin brand really all about? And what are the things that we need to do to deliver on the today, but also write the next chapter for Martin Guitar, right? And that next chapter is all about staying relevant and staying and maintaining our leadership in the space we are in. And so that means we continue some of the things that we've been doing, like designing and building great guitars. That's been the bedrock. We continue that. But then also adding or strengthening or changing some of the things that Martin did. So, for instance, we broadened our channels, how we sell our guitars, including we sell some of our guitars directly through our website, which didn't happen before. We added some partners around the world, right, to have better coverage of markets. We wanted to get closer to the Martin players and really understand who are they, what do they need, and then how do we best provide information or experiences to them. So these are all questions that that led to some evolution, right, of what Martin does, how Martin does it. And, you know, to me, that's really important that a company, however long you've been around, nothing is granted in this world, right? You may think, well, because we've been around for so long, everything we do is good or best or great. But that's only true if your customers feel the same way. And so I like this idea of evolving and having a good pulse on the world. Okay. And just making sure that whatever you do is connecting, right? And I think we've done a great job to build on the amazing foundation that Martin had already. But I think we've evolved that, and we're able to tap into a broader audience than before, right? So we have widened our audience, and the feedback we got from customers is that we've improved our ability to connect with them. And, you know, we continue to roll out really amazing instruments. That's been there all the time, and I don't think that has changed, and I don't think that will ever change.
So when you talk about getting the feedback from the customers, are there certain ways that you go about and do that? Or do you have focus groups? Do you do surveys? How do you get and engage your customers in this process?
Absolutely. Yeah, there are lots of different channels. You mentioned focus groups. So we do, surveys and focus groups for sure. We use social listening, right, to get a sense of what people are talking about, what they like, what they complain about, how they talk about us versus some other players in the industry. So you can do a lot there. We get a lot of feedback through our dealers and distributors that we work with. we get a lot of reviews from analysts in our space, right? That review our instruments. So it's a mix of different sources. I mentioned we also sell some of our guitars online, and with a digital connection to consumers, you collect a lot of data, and that data is very, very powerful. And we certainly use that also as a source to understand, how people look at information, what they look at when they come to our site, what leads them to buying some of the instruments or strings or accessories, because there is a consumer journey, right? There's a whole journey that consumers go through as they engage in the passion of playing guitar or creating music. And they use a lot of stuff along the way, and we only provide part of it. But I think that understanding is super critical, what these journeys look like and how we best connect with consumers beyond just guitars.
One of the things when I was doing my research that I found interesting is that you had a 2023 rebranding.
That's correct.
And what does that mean? What did you do differently starting in 2023?
So I mentioned earlier that we honed in on the question, what is the Martin brand all about? And that was actually one of the questions I asked in one of my first board meetings with Martin Guitar, where we had board members and we had the executive team. And I basically asked that question. And people had to write down the answer. And then we looked at what the answers were, and we got a lot of different answers. And so that led us to say, well, maybe we need to clarify that, because if we have 20 people in this room and we have different answers, we have 1,100 people in the company, we have our partners. If people are not clear how we communicate what we're all about, that could be a problem.
Yeah. Right?
And so we engaged a third party to help us to do what we called a refresh of the brand.
Okay.
And that led us to the realization that what really is very special with Martin players when they talk about us is the emotional connection that they develop with our guitars and the company, right? And so this led to a rebrand with a changed purpose, and our purpose is essentially to help people unleash their inner artist within, right? Because which means it's not about the specs of the guitar, it's about what that guitar does to the player.
Yes.
And we know with a Martin guitar, something special happens to the players, right? And that's what we wanted to communicate. And we use that now internally to really think about, if I sit in customer service and repair, right, what does it mean that I help a Martin player unleash an artist? It may be that I make sure that whatever I do really helps them to have an amazing experience, to have that emotional experience with Martin, right? Of course, the guitars we built, that is obvious. We try to help players get the tools they need or want to express themselves. but it's not just a guitar question, right? It's wherever we sit in the company, there's a question of how do I support now our promise that when you engage with Martin Guitars, something magical, special happens. And that's exciting.
Yeah, and that's pretty, I think, pretty easy for people to relate to as far as employees to figure out how to do that.
Exactly. And that led to things like we now have a partnership with TrueFire. TrueFire is an education platform, right, where people can do guitar courses. And we offer Martin-curated content played by Martin ambassadors on Martin guitars that our customers can use to help them hone their craft and get better, right? Yeah. It's just one little example, but there are lots of examples like that. And that was the exciting, really exciting part of the rebrand, that it opened up so many new opportunities to do more for Martin players, which is, I think, what we are ultimately all about.
Interesting. Well, I also read that there were, at least in this, is I think it was a Guitar magazine report, that the expectation for brands to think sustainably and responsibly is becoming more and more important. And I think with your customer base, consumer base, that, I mean, you're doing it perfectly with everything you're doing and committing, but that has been woven into your company approach for a long time.
Absolutely. I think the sustainability aspect is really important. It's not necessarily the most important consideration for somebody who likes to play guitars and buy guitars. But if you are not sustainable, it could make the difference, right?
Sure.
And so the sustainability piece, for us, it wasn't just an afterthought, right? We created a culture where that thinking, the sustainability thinking, is now embedded in how we operate. So, for instance, when we invest in new equipment, we explicitly ask the question, does this piece of equipment help us become more sustainable, right? So it's part of our investment criteria to actually check that, right? Or when we, last year, we changed our labeling for guitars. You know, it usually comes with some label that has information. And we changed from paper prints to scrap wood that has a QR code, and you basically can scan that QR code, and then you get all that information. So it saves, printed materials that we printed before. Now you can just have it digital, and so it's embedded in everything we do.
That's exciting, and you know, it's really nice to hear that, because I know, coming from a corporate world a few years ago, that, you know, we had the rebranding going on too and tried to make it simple and portray that. And it's so nice to know that that thinking still exists and that people are still looking for that kind of responsibility from those that they support.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm a big believer in the power of a brand. Mm-hmm. And I do think, companies, they sometimes lose the understanding of what they are all about, and I think that does leave a lot of value on the table, right? Because consumers, usually, when you ask them about a company that is kind of in the public domain, they do have a perspective,
right?
And you just want to make sure they have the right perspective.
I agree. Well, Thomas, we're just about ready to wrap up the show.
And sure.
There are so many more things I'd like to ask, but we are limited in time. Is there anything in particular you'd like to make sure that our listeners remember from this show?
I think I often love to quote Chris Martin on something that he talks about, and that is when he thinks about Martin guitars, he wants to always make sure there is one foot in the past and one foot in the future, which I think is beautiful, because it means, right, don't give up on your heritage and legacy. Embrace that. But the one foot in the future also means make sure you don't just look backwards, but you also look at today and tomorrow.
Yeah. Beautiful. And listeners, if you want to go to their website and maybe pick up some more information, it's martinguitar.com. So please do that. And they do have a museum there that you can also visit. They have the hours there. So it's wonderful when you see all of the famous people that have used their guitars and talk about their guitars. And it's here in our own backyard. So it's very special. Thomas, thank you so much for taking the time today. I really appreciate this opportunity to share you with our WDIY listeners.
Thanks very much, and great job.
Thank you. And listeners, I want to thank you as well for taking the time for this conversation. You can also find past episodes and other community programming at WDIY.org and on major podcast platforms. I am Sally Hanlon, and this is WDIY 88.1 FM, and we'll see you next time on Business Beat.
If
you enjoyed this program, please go to wdiy.org or the WDIY app to share or become a WDIY member.